Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Our perspective on heaven changes as we get older. We should not fear, but comfort one another as we look forward to going home.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone, friends and close relations somewhere on the other side, they've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired old world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready the dawn. I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh Lord. I want to see heaven where the pain of sin is gone. In
that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart. Following my heart.
I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on.
Crying and no more dying there.
Father in heaven, we look forward to being with you there. We can hardly wait. As we see what's going on in the world around us, and as we get older, we sense that our presence with you in heaven will be coming soon. Lord, you've not given us the spirit of fear. Your word tells us that the concept of going home is something that we should comfort one another with. Thank you for your love and amazing grace through salvation. Provides us with confidence, knowing that this world is not our home. We really are just passing through. Give us your peace in the midst of the storms of this life. And may your Holy Spirit give us wisdom to redeem the time, to live for you until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
the great divide. To glory safe at last, we'll share the joys of heaven. A harp, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished. We'll lay our burden down. It will be worth.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you'll learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. You'll see archives of the Call to Worship programs from many years ago. You'll also see our program devotional topics and scriptures, as well as the playlist for each program. Our website is also a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Our most recent addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to our hearts today. Visit calltoworship.us and click on Christian Oldies. Or for music on the go, download the Live 365 app on your phone, then choose Christian Oldies to listen. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's broadcast. Please make a note of that address. It's facebook.com/calltoworshipwithGaryRoby. Again, that is facebook.com/calltoworshipwithGaryRoby. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your letters and generosity and faithful support. So when you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? That address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Shout the victory
when we all
see Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise as we get a proper perspective on heaven.
Glory for me. goodbye, Jesus said to his dearest friends who were shaking their heads. Tomorrow I will be gone, but believe what I say, I'll be back before long. Next day they carried him to a tomb and spent some lonely days locked in their room. Oh, I wish I could have been together with them to see the look on every face when the Lord said,
Billy Sprague's song refers to how many times we say goodbyes here on earth versus saying hello forever in heaven. Most of us remember times when we have said goodbye to friends and relatives. We do that almost daily when we leave somewhere. And then there are the sad realities of saying goodbye to loved ones as their death is imminent or at a memorial service. Well, be encouraged. Heaven will be a very long hello. The perspective that we have on heaven changes for many of us as we get a little older. I remember some of my thoughts of heaven when I was an adolescent, as some of my relatives got very old and died. My parents and people around me would try to comfort me by saying they were in heaven. They would add thoughts like, they are happy there, will never get sick, and they are with our relatives who had died before. Well, we drove across country to attend the funeral for my Uncle Clarence. The service was open casket, and that gave my young mind a lot to process. As a high schooler, my perspective of heaven was that people would go there when they get really old. I would be going there, but not until many years had passed. I made a lot of plans for my life, but the reality of heaven wasn't really on my radar. I lead a fairly sheltered life, so I didn't attend very many funerals and don't remember any of my age that were actually dying. In Bible college, I learned a lot more details about heaven from a scriptural perspective, then got married. We talked a little bit about our preferences just in case one of us would die. Later in life, as we were blessed with children, my wife and I went through the process of setting up a will and a trust and making burial arrangements, and dying was still down the road. Now, as my mother has passed away about a decade ago, and I've been the primary caregiver for my 93-year-old father who lives with us, the reality of heaven being imminent for him is a constant reminder. And from Dad's perspective, he occasionally comments about missing Mom, his wife, and is comforted by the fact that he will see her again, and he is absolutely certain of his relationship with Jesus Christ and knows he will be in heaven. Most nights before bed, he'll tell me, "I'll see you in the morning, Lord willing." Well, whatever your age, I pray that you've done business with God, believing in Christ as God, accepting Him as your Savior, and that you know beyond any doubt that by His amazing grace, you will be in His presence someday, in heaven, when your body dies. To be absent from this body, you will be present with the Lord. Well, there's no more dying there in heaven. Isaiah 25, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We've waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." Our future is where God is, Isaiah 64. "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor hath the eye seen, O God, beside Thee, what He hath prepared for him that waiteth for Him." Jesus Christ told His disciples in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Focus on Jesus Christ every moment of every day. Live for Jesus. That's what matters.
I see dark clouds coming my way. I know they're gonna try to rain on me. They're almost here, but I must say, I'm just as happy as can be. Oh, just because I've got Jesus on my mind. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. Might look so awful grim, but that's when I just stop and get my mind on Him. Before you know it, everything's just fine. Just because I've got Jesus on my mind. I see a giant right in my path. I know he's gonna try to do me in. He's mighty big, but but I must say I'm not the least bit afraid of him. Just because I've got Jesus on my mind. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. The situation might look so awful grim, but that's when I just stop and get my mind on him. Before you know it, everything's just fine. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. Oh, don't you know I got Jesus on my mind? Don't you know I've got Jesus on my mind? Well, don't you know I got Jesus?
My life.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. As a Christian, heaven is our home. While we are on our journey here, living for Jesus should be our focus. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Friend, in order to have new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with Him that they are wrong and deserving punishment. Jesus took that punishment for all your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell Him that you accept this free gift. Invite Him into your life. Now is the time. You're not guaranteed the next heartbeat. And when you make a decision, it's important that you tell someone. Please let us know by mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website. That's calltoworship.us. You'll find many resources there to help you grow and where you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, we have an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. So says 1 Peter. And in John 14, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.